Turn with me, please, in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 17, and I'll get us started with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. We ask that you send your Spirit to come. Holy Spirit, come. Be our teacher tonight. Be our revealer. Be our strength. Be our support. Bring your understanding. Help us tonight, Lord God, to hear the word of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you settle things around us as we seek your face. The enemy loves to distract. Settle things around us, please, Lord. So we can be focused and we can press into you and prepare for what you have for us in the days ahead. I thank you, Lord. I praise you in your precious name. Amen and amen. As I was preparing this message tonight, I even talked to Mom, or Nita's my mom, if you're new tonight, and I said this was about 3 weeks in the making. But as I was praying, and I asked the Lord for a scripture that would bring us in and kind of bring us into a place of focus, he told me Romans 8. And then he began to unfold things in my spirit. And this message is actually, it began 3 years ago. 3 years ago, in June of 2018, I did several messages on the manifestation of the sons of God. The Lord took us through this, and we went line upon line. And after what we have experienced, and after I share the experience I had this week with you, you will come to see what I mean by that. I was waiting for my grandson to be born. His name is Jeremiah. Jeremiah means Yah, loosens. The God of Israel loosens. He loosens his people. He loosens his sons of God. He loosens his children of God, the army of God, the intercessors, into the earth to be his voice, to be his warriors, to be his intercessors. Yah loosens. And I was waiting for him to be born. And I had gotten up very, very early, not expecting really what would come. But the Lord began to speak to me, and he began to unlock some things to me. And I started sharing it that first week. And he was born a couple weeks later. That first week I began to share, and the Lord led me to a vision that I want to share with you, and then we're going to read our scripture, and I'm going to share the experience I had. No, let's read the scripture first. Romans 8, 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectations of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And we'll stop there. In 1961, Tommy Hicks had a very powerful vision. And I'm going to read a paragraph from that vision. I will put this, if you're on our Telegram channel, I will put this on our Telegram channel so that you can read it. But you can also do a Google search for it. It's Tommy Hicks' 1961 vision. And he was talking about the body, and it was trying to rise, the body of Christ, trying to rise, the church, the people of God, trying to rise up in that hour. And it kept being overtaken. It would try to rise, and then it would be overtaken by darkness. And it would try to rise, and it would be overtaken. But here they are. They have finally arisen. The body was like a liquid gold. He said, and they marched forward. Everything they did as the ministry of Christ in the end time, these people were ministering to the multitudes over the face of the earth. Tens of thousands, even millions, seemed to come to the Lord Jesus as these people stood forth and gave the message of the kingdom, of a coming kingdom in the last hour. It was so glorious. God is going to give the world a demonstration in this last hour such as the world has never known. These men and women of all walks of life, degrees will mean nothing. I saw these workers as they were going forth over the face of the earth. When one would seem to stumble and fall, another would come and pick them up. There was no big I and little you, but every mountain was brought low and every valley was exalted, and they seemed to have one thing in common. There was divine love that seemed to flow forth from these people as they went together, as they worked together, as they lived together. It was the most glorious thing I have ever known. Jesus Christ was the theme of their lives. Thank you, Lord. The manifestation of the sons of God. That's how they walk. In oneness. His love is their theme. He is their very reason for living, for existing. 3 weeks ago, and the Lord instructed me to pull into the eye of the storm. I wasn't quite sure what was coming, but I began to pull into the eye of the storm. And on Wednesday, in the early morning, the Lord took me into a period of warring for the destiny of our youth. I was praying, you know, for my family, for my grandchildren. I was praying for the children in our ministry, and I began to pray, and the Lord took that. I began to pray for our ministry, for our intercessors, and the Lord took that wide, and I began to war. It's 5:00 in the morning, and I was warring like I was fighting for the very life of my child. I warred for the destiny of this nation. Then yesterday morning, the Lord woke me up at 4 a.m. sharp with an alert, a reminder. And I got up, like, and I looked at my clock, and it was 4 a.m., but I was awake. He had startled me awake. I began to worship the Lord, and as I put my dog out, I got my coffee, I got my Bible, and I got my notebook, and I sat down, and I was immediately taken up into a spiritual experience. The Lord took me up, and I was pulled up over the nation, and I was next to Him, and I was over the nation. It was quite... We were face to face with a hurricane. The hurricane was the width and it was the length of our nation. The Lord took me into himself. He took me into himself. I cannot explain it any better than that. And we began to pass through these storms. The rings, they were rings or rain bands of the hurricane. Each band was miles wide. The next one was more intense than the one before. There were brief periods of calm, and then we would move forward into the next band. Now, I'm not an expert in hurricanes, but I did look it up, and I saw that there's you know, there's high pressure, there's low pressure, all the temperatures have to be in place. But there's these storms, and they're actual rainstorms. We've been in Florida when it starts to storm there. Lord bless all our Floridians. Because the rains came at us like a sheet of rain. I've never seen anything like it. It's like walking through a waterfall that doesn't stop for a while. So there's these, the rain bands are like that. And, you know, everything has to line up just perfectly to create this hurricane. And they can be very, very wide. And he began to take us through this, and I could see the storm. I could see the lightning, the thunder. I could hear it reverberating around me. But I didn't get wet, nor was I shaken, because I was in him. We continued to pass through until we were in the eye of the storm. Isn't that what he said 3 weeks ago? Come into the eye of the storm. I was so anchored in him. The winds that surrounded me didn't affect me. The pathway through the rain bands, with each storm stronger than the previous, continued until we passed through seven bands. We were at the center, the eye of the storm, and I was in him. I don't know how to describe this other than I was in him. Doves flew around us. He didn't release me, you know, outside of himself, even though we were in the eye and it was calm. He kept me in him. But these doves were flying around us, and I could see and feel and experience the shalom that was within the eye of the storm. I could see the massive ring of storm that we had just come through, but I was safe. I was in my Creator. I didn't even know how significant it was until I looked back. Then the Lord pulled me closer, if possible, but I felt this tightening around me as though I was being anchored tighter to him. Then a great dread began to fall upon me. It was the awe of the Lord, the fear of God. We began moving forward because we had just come through the storm, seven layers, seven bands. So we had to get out of there. We began to move forward into the biggest band. With each passage of the next layer of this band, the fear of the Lord would fall thicker, and then we would pass through another band, and the fear of the Lord would fall heavier. We would pass through another and another. And even though the storms were diminishing in intensity and size, the fear of the Lord became heavier and heavier. I wanted to crawl under something, but there was nothing underneath me. When we were on the other side, I said nothing, but he said to me, "Justice is coming." And I asked the Lord, it was a spirit to spirit, because the terror of the Lord was so heavy on me. I was afraid to speak. But he knew my thoughts. And he said, "Again, justice is coming. And there will be seven waves of justice coming to the nation. And when it comes, it will sweep across this land. We will all feel the justice of God as he brings it down upon our land. Those in him anchored will be safe and they will be protected." The seven waves of justice, these are in no particular order. He dropped them in my spirit like bullet points. This is the strangest experience that I've had. I've had some strange experiences with the Lord, but this is what he did, and this is what I'm bringing to you. He dropped these seven bands into my spirit where justice will come. President Trump, the church, and the unborn who have been slaughtered at will. The victims of COVID. This includes those who've lost family members, jobs, their businesses that are being persecuted under the vax mandates, and the economy as a whole. Justice is coming. Elected officials who were not in their rightful place. And he reminded me when I was typing this up for our translators about the dream I had last year. And for those of you that didn't see that or hear it, I had a dream and I walked into a room and there was a light. It was a legal office. There was a man. He was behind a desk and it was a legal situation. He was high level. He was there by himself. I saw, you know, the typical lawyer's lamp that has like that green shade to it. And it was late at night. And I walked up to his desk and I saw this huge stack of papers. And I knew that they were indictments. And I said, "How many are there?" Because he had stacks on either side. And he said, "There's over 200. I believe that these represent people that should be in office right now. And the removal of those who shouldn't be. And the blood of the martyrs, past and present. We think of the Huguenots who first came to this land in the 1500s and their blood that was spilled. And I shared about that last week, I believe it was. And then we can come all the way up to today and what's taking place in Afghanistan under this fraudulent administration and the way he handled that withdrawal. And then the last thing, and like I said, is not in any particular order, our flag burned mercilessly in the streets in 2020. Now the flag, it represents so much more than we think. The flag represents the stand against tyranny. When you see that flag, there is a stand, a barrier against tyranny. That's what that flag represents. When you see President Trump, when he come out on stage, and if there's a flag, how many times he embraced that flag because he understood what it means. Like I said, he didn't tell me the order that these would occur in. He dropped them in my spirit like bullet points. With each passing band. It is another step of justice being released in our nation. Justice. And the fear of the Lord is about to begin and be restored in our nation. And I would encourage you, as a child of God, to seek Him for that understanding now. If we stay low, we stay under the covering of the shadow of the Almighty. Does this mean we're going to have terror across our nation? This means we have a gradual process. But I'm telling you, when they first came to this nation, and they were fighting for our nation, even if they didn't fully serve God, they understood His hand and they feared Him. When the fear of God is restored in our nation, the people will tremble and quake at the thought of sinning against Him, at the thought of putting critical race theory in our schools, at the thought of teaching our children about the LGBTQ+ mentality. At the thought, they are feeding that into our children in elementary school today. They will tremble and quake at the thought of exposing children who should be innocent, with their minds left uncorrupted by this. They will tremble and quake at the thought of exposing them to this. The fear of the Lord is about to be restored to our nation. Now, I want to assure you that we are not looking at this hurricane occurring all in one day. It took us a long time to get here. I believe that we're about in the middle, in the eye. I mean, you probably look around and say, have you been outside lately? It took us years to get here. That biggest band, that biggest rain band, think about this last year and a half. Think about this nation and what we've gone through since February of last year. COVID, the economy, the selling off of our fuel, the stopping of supplies, the justice system turned upside down, not to mention the election, and then what this fraudulent administration has done since the day they took office. That's a pretty big band. Mom shared last week that she saw, I want to make sure I get this right. She saw she sent it to me in a text, and I can't find it. I'm looking through all of her other texts. She said that when she saw an explosion in December, and she felt very confident or pretty sure that there was going to be something big in December. And this was a prophetic word. It might have been 2 weeks ago that she gave this. It was very powerful. It's on our website. And she shared that there would be an explosion in December. And she said she wanted me to make sure that you understand it's an explosion of light. So God's lofty hand will be somehow in it to begin the cycle of turning things around. I've been feeling as well that December is going to be something significant. Why now? Why now is the Lord saying? Why did we need to prepare ourselves? We have spent months, we've spent more hours in prayer than we have over the last 18 months. More hours on a corporate call in prayer, fighting for our nation. You cannot give up hope because God is not finished with this nation. I know that there are words out there that God is about to rain hellfire and brimstone down on this nation. And that's not true. If you think about when Israel entered into, you know, the nation of Israel was about to go into the promised land. And they sent the 12 spies over. And when they came back, we had Joshua and Caleb, and they had all of the bounty of the fruit. Joshua and Caleb, and they've got all the bounty, and they're very excited. They're releasing the word of the Lord. Yes, the Lord's going to give us this land. And you have the 10 spies who went with them saying, oh, no, 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 no. They are giants. Look at this grape that's the size of my head. They're giants. Joshua and Caleb, nope, we can take them. We got this. The Lord will give us the victory. The 10 spies convinced the people that they can't do it. God has rained manna down from the sky for over a year. He has rained manna from the sky for over a year. They have witnessed as the fire of God, the thunder and the lightning and the storm swirled about on Mount Sinai. They heard the voice of God in the sound of mighty thunder. He gave them the law. He gave them the tabernacle in which Moses would go when the cloud would come down on the tabernacle. That was God saying, Moses, I have an appointment with you. I need to speak with you. And Moses would go into the cloud. Why? Because the people could not see God. But Moses would go in the cloud and he would speak to him face to face. They witnessed this. They had the cloud over them by day. They had the fire over them by night. They were protected. They were sheltered. The enemy tried to raise up an army around them, and that army was thwarted because they saw what God was doing for Israel. I experienced what they saw when they observed Israel. They saw the hand of God pour manna from heaven. And they stood in awe. Balaam could only bless them. He was sent to curse them, paid to curse them. He could only bless them. He saw. Jehovah was with them. Yet when the 10 spies come back and tell them they can't make it because those giants over there are too big, it's too much, that's when God's boundaries end, right? That's when his hand is cut short. That's what they were saying. We cannot entertain the things that are contrary to the word of God or the promises of God for this nation. We are about to see the manifestation of the sons of God. We are about to see the things like Tommy Hicks saw. When we see mighty miracles, we see the church walking as one. We see people walking in the love of Christ. Why? Because they fear God. The book of Acts is full of the accounts of what happens when men fear God. It's full of what happens when the body of Christ functions as a unit like it should. As we observe, as we experience, as we see the hand of God move in our nation over the course. It didn't take us a year to get here. It will take us a while to get out of this. Brace yourself and do not entertain the naysayers. Park yourself before God. Immerse yourself in His Word and heed the voice of the true prophets. Remember, the only ones that made it were those that were fighting for the destiny of Israel. Those 10 spies and all the men over 20 fell in the desert. The only ones that made it are those who fought for the destiny of Israel. We must continue as the shields of the Lord to fight for the destiny of this nation. Your children are wayward. Praise God, the fear of the Lord is about to come, and it will turn them around faster than you can believe it. Your heart is aching because of what you've seen. The justice of God is coming. Anchor yourself in Him, my friends. Even as we passed through the bands, I was in Him as though I were in the eye of the storm, because I was in my Savior. I want to encourage you. The Lord said that 2022 is the year of the catalyst. God is going to break the chains of oppression off the neck of the people, and justice will come forth. I don't think there's a single person on this line that has not been impacted, and in some ways devastatingly, over the course of the last 2 years. Justice is coming for you. Justice is coming. And when this nation is set free, it'll be just like the eagle with the flag that I've spoken about. As he flew around the nation, the spirit of communism was broken off of our nation. And as he went, one sonic boom after another broke communism off of nation after nation. So if you're not in America, pray for America, because what happens in America will affect your nation. Stand strong, my brothers and sisters. Stand strong. The God, Jehovah, Yeshua, the righteous judge, Elohim, your creator. He's here, and he's going to show himself real in ways we have been seeking him for a very long time. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for your promise. I thank you, Lord, that it's through your mercy and your grace that you send forth your mighty hand on our behalf. You are our defender, and we are the defender and the shield that you have placed in the earth in this hour. I thank you, Father, that you have heard our cries, and you have been working on this for a long time to turn this nation around and turn it back to you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. Prepare us, O God. In your precious name, amen.